الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الدين النصيحة قلنا لمن قال لله ولكتابه ولرسوله ولأئمة المسلمين وعامتهم أو كما قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام Qibla Qari Sahib, respected elders, brothers in Islam, this hadith sharif of our beloved messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is an example where our beloved messenger gives us a definition of Islam, gives us a definition of our religion. And what our beloved messenger does in this hadith, he explains that the overwhelming feeling, the overwhelming characteristics of Islam, what exactly that is. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started this hadith by saying ad-deenun nasihatu, that the religion, deen means the religion, i.e. Islam, the religion is nasiha, that Islam consists mainly of nasiha. In response to this, the beloved companions of the Prophet asked him, قُلْنَا لِمَنْ, who is this nasiha for? Who does this nasiha belong to? And in response to this, our Prophet said, لِلَّهِ, firstly, this nasiha is for Allah. وَلِكِتَابِهِ, and for his book, namely the Qur'an. وَلِرَسُولِهِ, and this nasiha is for the beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلِأَئِمَّةِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ, and for the imams, for the leaders of the Muslims. وَعَامَّتِهِمْ, and indeed the majority of Muslims, the normal Muslims, the ordinary Muslims as a whole. To understand this hadith, we must understand what the word an-nasiha means, because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described deen, religion, as being nasiha. And then he went on to say that this nasiha belongs to Allah, belongs to the Quran, belongs to the Messenger, belongs to the Imams, the leaders of the Muslims, and in fact it belongs to all Muslims. So what exactly does nasiha mean? And then only then will we understand what exactly the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was saying here. People who speak Urdu, they will have heard this word before. Nasiha in Urdu means to advise someone. Kisi ko nasihat dena. It means to tender them advice, to consult with them, tell them something in their benefit. And in fact, this is one of the meanings of the word nasiha in Arabic too. In Arabic, the word nasiha can mean to advise someone. For instance, in 8th para, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells the story of the previous prophets and messengers when they were preaching their own communities, when they were teaching them about the oneness of Allah, not to commit shirk with them. And typically the Anbiya Ikram would say, Inni lakum nasihun ameen, in one place, that indeed I am a trustworthy advisor to you. In another place, a prophet says, Wa nasahtu lakum, I have given you advice. So nasiha in Arabic can mean to advise someone. Does nasiha in this hadith mean advice? The most of the ulama ikram will say it does not. It does not mean advice in the context of this hadith. Why? Because when we read on, when the companions asked the Prophet, who is this advice for? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, this advice is firstly for Allah and for his messengers. Clearly, Allah and his messenger do not need advice. It would be wrong and it would be very sinful to suggest that ma'azallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved messenger are in need of advice. So we cannot say that the word nasiha he means advice. Clearly the rest of the Muslims, they do need advice. But Allah, his messenger, his book, the Holy Quran, we can't say that this is in need of advice. Rather, if anything, we need advice from these people. We need advice from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his beloved messenger, from the Holy Quran. they do not accept advice themselves. Allah is beyond accepting advice. Obviously He is perfect. هو على كل شيء قدير. هو على كل شيء عليم. He knows everything. He is able upon anything. What would He do with our own advice? So the word nasiha here does not mean advice. What else can nasiha mean? When we look at the sources of classical Arabic, when we look at the dictionary and the opinions of the experts in lugha, in language, we find that nasiha can have different meanings. The root word itself, some ulama ikram have said that the word nasiha means to clean something. If you say nasahtu shay'a, it means to clean something, to remove all dirt from it. And particularly this word has been used when people in the olden days, they would clean honey. When they would take fresh honey from the bees, then that would be completely fresh, but still there would be some bit, some impurity in there. The process of removing those bits which should not be in there is called nasiha. It's called that we would say nasahtu al-asla, I have cleaned the honey. So in that sense, the word nasiha means to clean something thoroughly. Other opinions is that the word nasiha means the process of needlework. When we use a needle, for instance, to sew two fabrics together, then that is called nasiha in Arabic. And obviously when we are doing needlework, then we have to be very careful where we place the needle and to ensure that it is firm and that there is that the actual line that we have made with the needle and the thread is a straight one and a secure one. The ulama ikram have said that keeping all of these ideas in mind, the best definition that we can give of nasiha in the context of this hadith is ikhlas, sincerity, dedication. That when you do something, you do it purely for that sake and for no other worldly benefit. And when we read the hadith now with this translation, it will make perfect sense. Ad-deenu an-nasiha, deen is ikhlas. It is nothing but ikhlas, sincerity. Who does this sincerity belong to? First and foremost, it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then it belongs to the Book of Allah and it belongs to His Messenger. Then we have to show in our opinions, in our sayings and in our actions, sincerity to the A'imma Ikram, to the Muslims, to the Ulama, to the leaders, and to ordinary Muslims as well. So this is the proper meaning of this hadith, that when in whatever action we do, and whoever we are doing this action with, then we should do it with pure sincerity. We should do it purely for the sake of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clearly says in the Quran, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. The Muslims have not been ordered except to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala مُخْلِصِينَ, in a state of pure sincerity. It is with the sincerity that you will get the benefit of the religion of Islam. Let us go for each of these people, these being characteristics mentioned by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and see what the ulama ikram have said. Firstly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that nasiha is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ikhlas is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do we implement that? The ulama ikram say that sincerity for Allah will be to worship Him, not to commit shirk with Him. It means to be obedient to Him. It means to know that He is ever watching, that He is looking over all of our actions. That is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, in the time of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the close companions of Sayyidina Isa, who were called the Hawariyin, they asked Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who is a nasir, who is a sincere person? And in reply, Sayyidina Isa, he said beautifully, he said, الَّذِي يُقَدِّمُ حَقَّ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ حَقِّ النَّاسِ. It is He who puts the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before the rights of people. Subhanallah. Meaning that in His everyday actions, He looks at what His Lord will ask Him on the Day of Judgment rather than what the people will say. That His own opinion and His own sights is in the Akhirat rather than in this world. So that is what is meant by nasiha for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is ikhlas, what is sincerity for the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Firstly, the ulama ikram say belief that this is the kalam of Allah, the dialogue of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember that at this present age, no other book on earth can have that claim that this is the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is only one book, there is only one divine scripture for which that claim can be made, and that is the Quran. Even the Christians themselves will admit that what they have in front of them in the form of the Bible is not the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or indeed in many places the words of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. We are very fortunate in that respect that we have a book, we have a guidance which is unchanged from the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in fact unchanged from what is written on the Lawhi Mahfuz in paradise at this moment. That we have the exact words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What else does it mean by sincerity for the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? To recite it. To recite it day and night, to know that this is the words of Allah, and to know of the great reward we can gain from reciting it. وَالْعَمَلْ بِمَا فِيهِ, and to act upon whatever is in the Quran. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in another hadith, he gave a definition of who the best people on earth are, who the best amongst the community are. And he did not say that the best amongst the community are the richest, or the ones with the most nobility, or the ones who give the most sadaqah, for instance, or the ones who perform salah the most. Rather, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the best amongst you is man ta'allama al-Qur'ana wa 'allama, that he who learns the Quran and then teaches it to others. That's the definition of greatness in Islam. That's the definition of khair in Islam, the best amongst you. The person who has gone through the effort of learning the meaning of the Quran, and not only that, but to teach it to others. Nasiha for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what exactly does that mean? Nasiha and sincerity for the Prophet means tasdeeq ala risala. It means to verify his risalah. It means to show respect to him, hayyam wa mayyita, that in his lifetime and after his lifetime. To know that he is worthy of respect even if physically he is not here with us. So this goes for the companions and it goes for us as well. It goes, what else does it mean? It means to learn about his sunnah. Sincerity for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam means to learn about his sunnah and to act upon it and try to follow it in all of our examples. What about for the a'imma muslimin, for the leaders of the Muslims? The ulama ikram have differed as to what exactly the a'imma muslimin in this hadith means. Some of them have said it means the khulafai rashidin, it means the four rightly guided caliphs. Others have said it means ordinary leaders. Others have said it means the imams of the Muslims, meaning the scholars, those people who devoted their whole life towards learning about Islam, writing books about Islam on fiqh, on ilm hadith, on tafsir, so that we can learn from it. To show sincerity for them would to respect their opinions. Sincerity for them would to accept what they have written, to not to degrade them. Unfortunately, we see some Muslims that they show very little respect, for instance, towards the four imams, the likes of Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Ahmad, Imam Malik and so forth. And what this hadith is teaching us is that those people who have knowledge of your book, those people who have knowledge of the sunnah of the Prophet, are the most worthy of respect. They are the ones who are worthy of your sincerity. Finally then, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that you should be sincere amongst yourself as well, amongst Muslims as well. And the best way to show sincerity amongst our fellow Muslims is reflected in another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه, that none of you is a true believer until you love for your brothers what you would love for yourself. But if you do not want people to lie to you, then you do not lie yourself to others. If you want people to treat you with dignity and respect, then you should show that same dignity and respect to others. And that is what is meant by ikhlas for the Muslims. In essence then, to conclude, what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is highlighting in this hadith is that Islam is based purely on sincerity. And if you do not have sincerity, then your a'mal have very little value itself. Otherwise, we see in the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has actually cursed some form of people who perform prayer, who perform salah. Why? Because when they come to salah, they are lazy in it and they do not pay full attention. In short, that it is void of sincerity, it is void of ikhlas. Whatever action we do, if we do it with ikhlas, then there is a great reward for us lying in the akhirat. And then if we do it with ikhlas, then the action does not have to be a massive, very, very major action. Rather, even the smallest of action, if we do it with ikhlas, then it will be rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a person on Friday, if he just gives even just £1 to the mosque, but he gives that £1 with sincerity, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will multiply the reward for that time and time again.
Subhanallah.
Compared to a person who gives £1,000 but he does it with the intention of showing off to others. If a person, he just takes one very small sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he starts acting upon it with that sincerity, with that ikhlas, that this, I am doing it because this is the sunnah of the Prophet, then imagine how great a reward he will receive. Even on the way out today, as we put on our shoes, if we just tilt our shoes to ensure that there is nothing inside them, and then we put on our shoes, this itself is a sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And if we just perform this very small and nominal action, but we do it with that ikhlas, and we do it with that sincerity and devotion, that this, and we think to ourselves that this is the sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then there is a reward waiting for us in the akhirat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to show ikhlas and sincerity in all of our actions, in all of our sayings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to adopt the sunnah of our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in all walks of our life. Ameen wa ma alayna illa al-balaghu al-mubeen. Ameen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa al-aqibatu lil-muttaqeen wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidil anbiya'i wal mursaleen. Allahumma rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. Allahumma a'inna ala tilawatil Qur'an wa zikrika wa shukrika wa husna ibadatik. Rabbi ja'alni muqim as-salati wa min zurriyati rabbana wa taqabbal du'a. Rabbana aghfir li wa li walidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه ونور عرشه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.